From the UK
to the USA,
you're rocking with the EC Twins.
Hi guys, and welcome to the first EC Twins podcast. I'm not sure where or when you guys are watching this, but we're recording it at the peak of coronavirus quarantine.
Yeah, we're supposed to be on tour promoting our upcoming release, but it turns out that DJing isn't a job anymore.
It's not a job, no, Matt. We're back to being bedroom DJs. Like,
we all are.
Yeah.
Even the Beyoncés of the world are reduced
bedroom artists, right? Mm-hmm. I've read a thing today that influencers, did you see that? Influencers
no.
are hammered by this. So,
good.
Such a shame. Oh, my God.
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
It's a bit of schadenfreude to kick off the podcast.
Yeah, anyway, this is our new podcast. Today we're going to be reviewing three plant-based fast food burgers, a new wave of fake meat. That's what we're going to be doing. But this podcast is just going to be myself and my brother kind of entertaining you guys, just light-hearted, bit of fun. By the way, we don't eat meat, just to preface that. Not that that's a big deal, but we don't eat meat.
No, if you eat meat, you're still going to enjoy this just fine. If you don't eat meat, you're going to enjoy it. We're not those guys. We've seen a few great podcasts and a few insufferable ones on both ends of the spectrum with the vegan.
You've got meat eaters who are kind of anti-vegan, and then, of course, vegans are anti-meat.
Yeah, you've got the girl who looks like Billie Eilish, and she's, so everything's just weird today, and I don't normally eat fast food joints because there aren't good vegan options.
And I want to talk about my mental health issues because nobody's talking about that.
Everybody's talking about
Everybody's
that.
Literally talking about mental health issues.
I also struggled a lot with anxiety and depression.
You did?
Uh-huh.
I have some sort of anxiety, depression, something.
It happens. You feel like you're alone and you feel like it's only you.
Got to the point where I had a bit of a mental breakdown.
And you know, we've discussed this before. It's a very important issue. We understand
serious
that.
Issue.
Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you've got a mental health issue, okay?
Absolutely. Stop saying you're on the, I have problems talking to people, so I think I'm on the spectrum of autism. No, you're not. Like, you're not on the spectrum of autism. And stop insinuating
that you're... I was watching a podcast today.
Stop insinuating that you're Rain Man and that you're a genius. You're not,
like, to try and kind of make yourself interesting, kind of give yourself up. I think I'm on the spectrum. You're not on the spectrum. You're boring.
You clout-chasing, self-obsessed moron. Well, there are some people who they say, like, oh, my God, you know, I had a bad day today. My boyfriend broke up. That's not a mental health issue. That's a bad day.
No, I told you there's those people out there who say everything's great. And,
I said, yeah, that's a mental health issue. If you're going through life like, this is great. Kids are being killed in foreign countries. Amazing. Always... childhood leukemia. If that doesn't bother you.
I thought we were keeping this light. How did we get to childhood leukemia?
But anyway, I mean, of course, mental health is serious. Of course, autism's serious. And if you really have got it, then...
But if you haven't
shut up.
Okay, just because you saw some celebrity go on and get a load of likes because he said they had a mental health issue.
Yeah, get shut up. Disgusting, repellent human being.
Morons.
and on the other end of the spectrum, there's the meat eater guy who put the burger in his mouth before it touched his teeth. He was like, I can tell right away that's not meat. No, you can't, meat. No, you can't. Because we used to work in burger joints.
We used to work in Burger King, which is one of the three places we tried.
We've eaten a lot of burgers.
A lot, a lot. Like I say, I think you did it too. I used to work in Burger King, get my Whopper meal for the day, go home, have my dinner, and then I would take my bicycle and go to the local McDonald's and order three cheeseburgers and two hamburgers every night. You know, the next thing you know, I was in the shower, I looked down, my belly was sticking out, I couldn't see my penis over my belly.
That doesn't take much. I think people at home can look at us and see, these guys aren't well.
Overcompensating for something,
How was your penis described?
It was once described as disgustingly average.
Yeah, and I had a girlfriend get drunk one time and turn around and say, I've slept with guys who have a bigger penis than yours.
Yeah, me
too. Like that was news to me.
Slept with guys who have bigger penises than me as well, big deal. So, well, we can all brag, sweetheart.
But anyway, let's, do you want to just start with the review? We're not always going to be talking about food. Sometimes we'll be talking about music. Sometimes we'll be talking about other things.
Health and fitness. We may watch a TV show. You know, Tiger King was a big thing, but we're all over that.
Was Tiger King that good, or were we just bored?
It was all right, wasn't it? It was pretty good. Right. Average plus, wasn't it?
But we got to this. Last year, we put on about 40 pounds. You've got to put... Alistair said he has some gross pictures.
I've got some great pictures of Mark, 40 pounds heavier than he is now.
You have to post
it. Oh, they're brilliant.
Post it. It's going to be there.
For those listening and they can't see it, we'll post them online on our social media, but it's like...
That scene of Tommy Boy. We got fat, and then we sort of got back roughly into shape. And then when the gig got postponed, and they say postponed... The first gig that we had postponed was Shamrock Fest, which is in fact a St. Patrick's Day festival. So how you postpone St. Patrick's Day, I have no idea. But that was what my agent told me. I said, come on, let's just admit it's been cancelled. But, you know, respect, they want to keep us upbeat. For the first couple of weeks, I ate. And then after a couple of weeks, we stayed apart.
Well, you ate too much is what you did.
Yeah, ate a lot. We stayed apart to make sure we weren't sick, didn't infect one another. And then we said, right, let's get in shape. Let's turn this quarantine into something positive, if we can, because like you say, you're either coming out of this.
Yeah, I'm either coming out of this, you know, ripped, or I'm coming out of this quarantine, 300 pounds, and there's not going to be an in-between, I'm sorry. So
we were sort of nudging the scales down, and then today we decided to treat ourselves.
Yeah, I think I got like within... maybe 8 pounds of my punching weight, you know, my fighting weight, 8 pounds of where I was aiming for, and thought, I'm going to have a day off, you know, I've lost
and
like...
And it's going to turn into a week off. Because you know at home, or maybe you do, if you like food as much as we do, that once that devil's awoken inside
It's like a heroin addict who's been called turkey just going, I'll just have a little bit of heroin. I'll have a little bit of heroin today, and tomorrow I'll not have any.
Moorish.
So yeah, that's what we did. We decided to have a day off from exercise and from broccoli and brown rice diets and go and eat some fast food. So we went to three places to try the new wave of plant-based fast food. Three different burgers we tried. We went to Fats Burger to try their Impossible Burger. We went to Burger King to try their Burger King Impossible Whopper, and we went to Carl's Jr. to try their used Beyond Meat, not Impossible Meat. Beyond, what's it called?
Famous Star.
So yeah, you wanna get into it, Mike? We first went to Fat Burger.
Yeah, we went to Fat Burger. We went to Fat Burger because they were one of the places that offered. And when we say plant-based, it's not just that they're plant-based, but they're imitating meat and they're coming very close. In fact, indiscernible from...
I'm sure there's not much plant in there, if I'm honest.
No, I wouldn't know what they like to loosely describe as a plant, but they've recreated meat without using any animal products. And Fat Burger was one of the first places to do it. And you, actually...
Yeah, I ordered a burger from there one time, and I ordered the veggie burger, which they used to have. It was a vegetable patty. And they gave me the Impossible Burger accidentally, and I got two bites in and thought they had given me the... I thought they'd given me a real burger. It convinced me, and I've eaten a lot of burgers. It convinced me, so I sanctimoniously strutted over there and slammed my hand on the counter. I'm vegan. This is...
No, I literally only eat plants, everybody.
I didn't quite do it like that.
That you asked.
I said, sorry, guys, but you're stupid and bad at your jobs, and you've given me a real meat burger. I know what happens. And they looked at me and said, no, sorry, sir. That's actually our new... The subcontext of what they were saying is, listen, you moron. We know how to do our jobs. We've given you the new Impossible Burger, and you can't even tell the difference. You know it all.
I think we should address, first of all, with all three of these places, there's going to be all kinds of arguments going on. The meat eaters are going to be saying, this is unhealthy. The vegetarians are going to be saying, it's
there's chemicals in these fake meat burgers that give you cancer. Yeah, well,
none of them are healthy.
No.
Okay. Fat Burger, Carl's Jr.
Don't let the word plant-based confuse you. It's
concentrate more on the word fat from Fat Burger. Fat Burger, Carl's Jr., Burger King are not healthy. Whether you eat the meat, whether you eat the plant-based version, it's junk food. It's low-grade narcotics, okay? And do you know who agrees? Fat Burger, Burger King, and Carl's Jr. They know they're not healthy. They're not trying to be.
These people who go to these fast food, like the people who blame McDonald's. They got fat and they try and sue McDonald's.
Oh, look at this. There's a whole packet of cookies in my shake. Hey, I got fat.
I mean, McDonald's never claimed to be...
Look at this, honey. They're chopping up a candy bar into my ice cream. I can't believe I put weight on.
Just because it's plant-based, it's still not healthy. Don't eat this stuff every day. I have a friend that I share with Mark, and he went plant-based. And for 2 weeks, he ate Fat Burgers, Impossible Burger, Del Taco, or Taco Bell's Impossible Tacos, fries, onion rings. And after 2 weeks, he came and he went, well, forget about this plant-based diet. I've put on 2 pounds. Of course you have. You ate Fat Burger, you ate Burger King, you ate fast food every day, you fat moron.
I can't stop eating.
Why don't you eat some vegetables and go for a jog? Oh, God.
Anyway, he's right, though.
I've put on weight. I just told you I'm losing 40 pounds now. I don't blame anybody. I know what I did, okay? I didn't work out, and I ate way too much, okay?
And it was delicious.
And it was easy. It was so easy to put those 40 pounds on. They cruised on. They cruised on in like, what, a month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah.
People say, well, it was only 40 pounds. Yeah, but it was like in 6 to 8 weeks I put that on. Yeah. Can you imagine if that was over a year?
To be fair, what the guys at home don't know is that we can really eat. We can eat. So the first place we went to was Fat Burger. And the burger is amazing. Just as good as delicious. The meat burger. Oh. I would challenge anybody to...
I want another one. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. I would challenge everybody to... I don't think that if you gave that to your meat-eating friend and didn't tell him that it was plant-based, that he would know the difference.
No. It's a delicious burger. The only problem that I'm going to mention with it, and the biggest problem, is that it's $13, which compared to their meat burger, I think their meat burger...
Come on, that's so
well,
much...
Well, compared to their meat burger, not even compared
that's
to...
That's true, that's true.
Compared to their meat burger is going to be like, what, $6, $7 And their plant-based one's $13.
Crazy.
So whether $13 is a lot of money to you, because we know there's people out there that are going to be like, psh, these guys think they're international DJs and they're supposed to have money, but they're complaining about $13.
And there's girls who are going to be like, the vaginas are drying up. Like, these guys think $13 is a lot of money. That's not sexy.
But there's also a lot of people out there, $13 is a lot of money. And we've been in that position before.
Look,
in life.
$13 is a lot of money for a fast food joint. If you went to some pretentious hipster hangout where douchebags wore stupid hats and like just like they were at Coachella every day,
drank fair craft enough. Beer.
I had craft beer, whatever. Fair enough. I get it. You're paying for the experience.
I think the issue I have is when you compare it to their meat burger, you know, you're not going to convert anybody here, guys. You know what I mean? You're not converting anybody.
That's a good point. But what I'm saying is, I've seen other people test them online and they get them from some like gourmet burger place, and I'm like, that's not how to do it, because now you're going to pay $15-$20 for it.
But they're going to have that whole argument. Not again, if you want to eat meat, eat meat. It's not my right to tell you what to do, but that whole thing where they say, well, eating vegan is more expensive, and the vegan's like, no, because you can eat a head of lettuce and that's only $1. Yeah, but they're comparing
comparing a head of lettuce to Del Taco. I'm sorry, Del Taco, if you're broke, Del Taco wins for the family. I'm sorry. That's just the way that is. To be fair, veganism, I find you need to have the luxury to be able to...
You can do it for sure. Actually, it can be cheaper.
Yeah.
Because for me, you know, this week I've been eating bags of lettuce.
That's true.
Bags of broccoli.
Yeah, of course you
broccoli,
can do it.
Man. Bags of broccoli.
If you're a working class person, you're working hard all day long. Yeah, you come home, you're tired.
Yeah, you got three kids, which is way too many kids, by the way. Stop.
One each you're allowed now.
Yes,
there's too many people. Every problem in
Earth. So if you've got, I say you've got two kids then, and your husband, or you and your wife go out and take your two kids out and you all buy a vegan burger, you're up, you know, you buy the meal. What's that going to cost you, $100?
So what we're saying is don't be too sanctimonious. Don't preach at people.
No, but if you're a family of four, dad and the two kids.
Well, from Fat Burger,
go for Fat Burger, and you'll get a meal with a vegan shake.
Crazy.
$100 for a fast food meal. That's crazy.
And again, like I say, when you're sitting in Fat Burger, I like Fat Burger, it's great, but when you're sitting in there, it's not an exclusive elite experience. It's a fast food joint. You may as well be sitting Wendy's or McDonald's. Doesn't make a difference.
Anyway, but it did taste delicious, and fair play to them for being one of the first out the blocks. It was amazing. To me, blew my mind.
If money isn't really an issue for you, if the difference between $7 and $13 isn't a big deal.
Sometimes I'll diet all week and I'll have a gig at the weekend, and coming home from a gig, it's like 4 in the morning, I see a Fat Burger and It's like the Manchurian Candidate, you know, the car just drives itself into the parking lot and I get out and walk over. I can't stop myself.
And
so.
Then you go, oh, I've got to eat healthy tomorrow.
I'm not doing that again.
Next morning you wake up,
back to Fat Burger, you know, it's woke up the devil inside you.
So then I'm to
back in the car out the drive. Fat Burger was delicious, but it was $13. Let's move on to
second. We tried Burger King.
Now, we used to work at Burger King, both of us. It wasn't a after school job. It wasn't a weekend job. It was our full time job.
It was our first job when we left school. We hated school. Sorry,
yeah. I hated school. I know I was horrible at school. I don't like school.
So we
if
thought
you like it, good for you.
We were like,
there.
Okay, here we go. We're working. This is going to be so much better. Wrong.
I thought, how bad can the job be? How bad can it be compared to school? Well, whoa. Plus, we worked in the particular branch of Burger King where we were at was in a nice area, but it was adjacent to a bad area, which is apparently where they got all the staff from. Most of them seem to be either ex-convicts or future convicts.
Quite close to the city's prison.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think
if you remember, a lot of them were ex-convicts.
Of course.
But then a lot of them weren't. They're all in prison.
For
something horrendous like murder.
No doubt. Well, on one of the first days, one of the guys said to me, and this is a working class Scottish accent, my Scottish friends will understand it.
Yeah, excuse me, Chavia. Come on the back, I'll show you my collection of toothpicks.
He said he wanted to show us his collection of toothpicks. So I go in the back.
Toothpicks.
He pulls out a sword.
Nice. That's a knife.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Literally, you're going
to
be...
And they just were not nice to us. They weren't nice to anybody. Basically, another teenager who was somehow your superior because he had a different colour shirt on than you. You know, the whole, I'm on lettuce today, but I'll be on fries a couple more years and...
Get that blue shirt, be assistant manager, and that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Classic. So that guy says, hey, idiot, go get cheeseburgers now. So you said, use your manners. And he said, hey, idiot.
I said the word please and thank you should be involved there.
And he said, hey, idiot, go get cheeseburgers now, please. Good line. Good line. Good line.
Yeah, solid.
I got a laugh out of me.
Zinger. I got a written warning on my first day.
Yeah, you got fired.
But I want you to know that I was on chicken pick-em-ups and you got those in a pack of six and I always gave you seven or eight because I'm people's champion.
But guys would be like, can I supersize? Do you want to supersize? I'd see him at the register and I'd be like, you got no choice. Boom, supersizing you. Extra cheese. You're supposed to do two slices. Bam, bam, bam. Three slices of extra cheese for you.
Have a pound of cheese. How do you like that? That's what happens, buddy. But yeah, it was just a horrible place to work. So when we smell
that particular branch, I don't know
that particular branch. Yeah, but I still like the burgers. But when you smell it, it obviously takes us back. When we
I get
it,
the
it
smell of backstage at Burger King, like the back area, the fridge and the.
If you've ever worked at a job
with the trash,
a particular cologne. Or a particular song reminds you of a job you once hated. It's kind of like us with Burger King, but that's a personal issue. The burger itself was delicious. I was blown away. I'd already had the Fat Burger.
And we know how a Whopper tastes, by the way. We know how the original Whopper tastes. We ate them every day when we worked at Burger King. So for us to try the plant-based Whopper, we have grounds for comparison.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, what would we know? We don't eat meat. It tasted just like a Whopper, guys. It tasted just like a Whopper. You have that char. It looks like a Whopper. It tastes like a Whopper. It was $7.65, which I think changes from state to state. I think it's cheaper in other states, but it was still almost half the price of the Fat Burger. So I was delicious. I loved it. I was blown away. You should get one.
Yeah, I was happy with it. Again, I how many do you think you could eat in one?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Easily 10.
Right before that point where you throw up is where I'm happiest. Yeah. I don't like throwing up. I hate throwing up. But right before that, I have eaten.
Where you're so stuffed you can't eat another bite. I feel like a baller.
I've eaten so many times in my life. A grown man eating so much candy that he throws up. That's how stupid I am.
Yeah,
so I've eaten that. Loads of them. It was delicious.
Burger King was almost half the price, really. And probably not quite as good as Fat Burger.
Yeah.
But still pretty good. I mean, it was negligible. So then we went on to Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. place. It's not somewhere I was familiar with. It's not in Europe. In fact, I think in parts of America it's called Hardee's.
Right.
But Carl's Jr., a big fast food chain.
It's the famous star. They do the Beyond Famous Star. So it's not the Impossible Burger, what the other two places do. The patty is actually called the Beyond Burger, which, like for like, I think the Impossible Burger is slightly more expensive and does do, like, most people who ate the Impossible Burger wouldn't be able to. There's no discernible difference between that and meat. Whereas the Beyond Burger, maybe you can tell a little bit. But we like Carl's Jr. because when we came here, we got involved with a woman who said we were going to be running her studio. We were going to be producing.
We're going to be studio executives and music producers for all these Grammy-nominated artists. And we were like, ah, dope. That's why we came to America. Awesome. And we ended up becoming a glorified babysitter.
I'd be like, hey, when are we going to get this studio set up? And she'd be like, yeah. Can you take my kid to Carl's Jr.?
Grammy
and here's the keys to my Lamborghini. We were broke.
And the kid
was
okay, but he's some rich kid.
Yeah.
Rich kid who just...
He turned up in the Lamborghini. He was 15. You shouted at him. But that's a
get
story.
There. Get out of that car now. He lost control of it.
Remember he lost control.
I said, dude, get out of that car. I can drive it. No, you can't. Get out now. Yeah. And I'm going to...
And that's
I'm,
when she said...
I'm going to give you the ass whooping that your mum should have given you a long time ago, and you can tell your mum all about
and
it.
And then we walked away, and our friend said, oh, you should have never said that.
Yeah,
so, and
never...
that's when she called the next day and said, will you run my studio for me? Because she liked that you told the kid off.
I told the kid I'd give him an ass whooping if he behaved like that again. The ass whooping that he never got, that he deserves. And... everybody told me, oh, you that woman will never deal with you again. She's so rich, you need her to
and
help
you. You said, I don't care.
I don't care. Get rid of it. I don't want to hang out with these people. I don't care how much money they got.
The guy was like 14 or 13 years old driving a $250,000 car.
Yeah, his mum called me the next day and said, hey, listen, my son needed that. You know what I mean? He's not behaving. He wasn't behaving. So she hired us. But we thought we were going to be producers. We became glorified babysitters. And often we would go to... Carl's Jr. in one of her fleet of expensive supercars
that we couldn't afford the gas to.
But she'd be like, hey, go to McDonald's and grab him a burger, take the Lamborghini, go to Carl's Jr. and take the black.
Which you'd think would be good, Mercedes. But when you're driving a Lamborghini but you can't even afford the gas, trust me, it's worse. If you can afford your own Lamborghini, you get one, great. We always said we'd never go back home to Manchester where we come from until we could afford a Lamborghini. Now that we can arguably afford a Lamborghini, every time I see somebody in a Lamborghini, I think,
douchebag,
tool.
I like Lamborghinis, but I've seen myself in a Lamborghini and I caught a reflection of myself. I'm like, wow, I like
tosser.
A moron in this.
But anyway, I mean, they're cool. But we went to Carl Jr. We got the $6 burger. We felt like we were balling because $6 is a lot to pay for a burger. And they charge us for... This was a meat burger back then. $3.50. So right there, I was a Carl Jr. fan.
That's back in the day. Back
in the day. $6 burger, $3.50.
Back in the day, Carl Jr. had a $6 burger that wasn't $6. It was less than $6. Terrible marketing idea. Wonderful burger. So... this is why we chose to go to Carl's Jr. this time and get their Beyond...
Famous Star.
Famous Star. It's $6... What is it? $6.98? Did you say $6?
It was $6.90 plus tax. About $7.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
How much was that?
I've got a receipt.
You have where? Is there a car behind you?
$6.59.
No, thank you.
$6.59. About $7, and I didn't expect much from it. Like my brother says, the other two burgers use Impossible Burgers. This uses a Beyond Burger.
It doesn't look as much.
I expected less, but wow, oh man, it was amazing. I loved it, and it's the cheapest one. I loved it. I didn't think it was any worse in taste than...
No, man, it was delicious.
It may have even been my favourite. I don't know, maybe I just had less expectations.
Well, the only thing I'd say there is I'm hesitant to put my own trips onto something.
Yeah, like Burger
King. If you like Carl Jr. or Hardee's, or if you prefer that, that's an amazing burger. If you prefer Burger King to that, you're going to love the Impossible Whopper. You know, and if you've got the extra money... if you've got the extra money and you want a place to start, maybe start with the fat burger.
I'd love to have a decisive answer for them as to what was my favourite. Yeah. I'd love to say I hate this one, I love this one was... But the reality for me is I can't really pick one. They're all delicious. Probably the best tasting fat burger.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And the best value for money is obviously between the other two. Personally, like I said, if you give me $15 and said you got $15... I could either go and get one fat burger or two Carl's Juniors. I'd probably go out. I'd probably get two Carl's Juniors.
But, you know, the thing is, I know there's a lot of people sat at home now going, well, I like meat or I'm a vegan. All it is, guys, is that in the past, being a vegan, being around a vegan, it could be a bummer. And my friends would say we're going to Burger King and we'd be left out, or they'd have to not go to Burger King.
Or they go to the famous In-N-Out Burger. Oh my God, I've tried In-N-Out Burger. Yes, I've tried In-N-Out Burger.
Just a burger.
Okay, it's nothing. Okay, this is a burger. It's not, it's totally overrated. And I went to In-N-Out Burger and my friends ordered burgers. I ordered the veggie burger there. And they gave me a bun with lettuce and tomato. No, with tomato and onion on it. I had the wicked onion breath for the rest of the night. And
I hope it
just
was
an onion sandwich, it tasted like. And I was furious. Not even any cheese.
Just in case you're wondering, the Burger King's sales went up by 50% because of the Impossible Burger. So trust me, it's happening. And it just means we can join in. It just means we can sit with you. You want to go and grab a burger? Let's go to Burger King. Let's go to Carl Jr. Let's go to Fat Burger. We can sit with you. That's it. We just want to join in. All your friends can join in. So that's it.
To round up our fast food burger test, I don't have an answer, but I think it would be, well, as I explained, Fat Burger's best tasting, the other two a better value for money. Try them all. If there's anything else on our next day off, because we've got to get back in shape. I took my shirt off on a treadmill about when I'd put on weight in the quarantine, and my lace came undone on the treadmill. I sat down to tie my lace and I went to tie, and I think I had cellulite.
I've still got that.
It looks like cottage cheese.
Yeah, and even on the days where the scales were telling me I was kind of light, yeah. I was still like standing in the shower, yeah. Like again, not particularly well hung, but goddamn, where's that thing gone?
That's bad. I've got some.
If I dated a girl who was ripped with muscles right now, my belly would fold into her six pack like pancake mix in a waffle iron.
Remember when I dated that girl who was ripped?
Yes.
And every time we got into bed,
was in okay shape back then.
I like to be lean, okay? I don't want to be muscular. It's like the people on Instagram who tell you
saying they're vegan.
Most of them are on steroids, okay? If not all of them. If you question it, they're on steroids. I know them, okay? They're on steroids. And I dated one of these bodybuilder girls, and I like to be lean. I don't like. And I'd get into bed
with
her.
You want to be a rock star? Rock star, don't have muscles.
You know, Mick Jagger doesn't get up there with, Iggy Pop doesn't get up there with muscles.
I always think Tommy Lee kind of looks cool, you know?
It looks ridiculous getting up there with muscles. So I like to be lean and I get in bed with this girl.
But muscles don't look ridiculous. You can look good with muscles, but being a rock star with muscles.
Yeah, I've got to go on stage as a musician all the time. I don't want to be jacked up there like I'm doing a fitness expo.
Like
I'm not.
Paulie D.
Yeah, exactly. It looks ridiculous to me. So I get in. I was in shape at the time. I was lean as hell. And I get into bed with this girl and we're naked. And she goes, you know what? I got to give you some shoulder exercises to do tomorrow. Your shoulders are... She was ripped. Too.
You should have dicked her down.
I couldn't dick her down. My dick wouldn't work after that. Are you kidding me? It was just dead. It was just swinging like a blown out windsock. She had like veins in her arms. And I just started to take on a spectatorial role and look at my little spaghetti arms. And she's like, yeah, you need to work. We'll go to the gym tomorrow. We're about to try and have sex. And she's well, that was it. That was it for her.
But you said to her.
my penis shriveled. It was like a pop stud. Like a push stud.
Yeah. But you did say to her, but didn't you take steroids? And she said, you need to eat more protein. And he said, didn't you take steroids? And she said, yeah, I did. Telling me to eat protein.
It wasn't
that
she did or didn't. I just kept, because I didn't want to accuse her. I just said, what do you think about steroids? You know, isn't it there in your industry? And she's like, yeah, it's there. My trainer gives me steroids. I said, do you take them? And she, I don't know. She just kind of dodged the question, really. Either way, it's not, you know, you don't want to get into bed with a girl and she's like, hey, your shoulders are pathetic.
Well, so yeah, you think so?
Some guys are
probably at half mast just thinking about it.
My shoulders are pathetic? I'm about to take my pants off.
I'll show you
pathetic.
Wait until you see small and skinny.
You think my shoulders are small? Wait until I get these pants off.
It'll fit.
Small, but it's fierce. It's not fierce. No.
I've heard. Anyway, that's the first podcast, guys. It's a new YouTube channel, so if you're watching it on YouTube, subscribe. If there are
other YouTube channels out there, it's not us.
Yeah, it's not us.
Certainly not anymore.
So, and if you're listening to it, subscribe too. And we'll check back in, different subjects each time. Again, nothing too serious.
Yeah.
Just a light-hearted hangout with our mates, basically.
Yeah, we're alone. We're kind of... I was created in a testicle with him. We traveled to the womb. I spent some time in... I'm over this guy. We don't really have anything to talk about anymore. So like to just bounce some ideas off you guys, you know. So yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know if there's any way you should eat, and we'll see you soon. Just a little shit podcast, yeah, to entertain you.
It's been put together with all the same skills that we had. Probably best we don't examine it too much.